Welcome back to another episode of Sportscastle. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared. Groper's grab bonus in grinding, Green's draw.
Rosella's fly high as final five heats up.
Phoenix rise again, a little too late.
Bombers crash back to earth with Saturday blues.
Controversy sees bunnies and swampies not to be split.
Knights fade late to be corralled by the Cowboys.
Petrie's Panthers perfection.
All that and more in local sport. Mate, might start out with the Black Diamond AFL as we normally do. Some close results, well, one of them, and a lot of not so close results as we predicted. I think I got 5 out of 5 in the tipping, so not a bad week to be me.
I think the same three teams, mate. The cream's rising to the top and they're staying there.
I mean, I don't know what you're doing with your cream, but keep it to yourself. we'll start off, mate. Killarney Vale, mate. They hosted Newcastle City, 5 goals, 131 to Killarney Vale. Newcastle City, 24 goals, 12, 156. I think we sort of said they'd win pretty comfortably.
Yeah, that they did, mate. Gillingham's having a day out every week.
Let's see how he goes when he comes up against a bit of a tougher side. They got the bye this week, so he'll probably kick 10 goals against them. Best on ground, though, with 10 goals, mate. That's 22 in 2 weeks. It's not too shabby at all. Next up, mate, Terrigal. Well, they absolutely smashed Nelson Bay Marlins, 30 goals, 2,200 to 3 goals, 220. So 10 times the score. It's got to be good for your percentage. Brandon Thomas, 8 goals. Drew Petrie, 4 goals. 7 multiple goal kickers in total.
There was two other 4 goal kickers as well, mate.
I was only mentioning Drew Petrie just
because. I think everyone kicked 4 goals that kicked a goal. But nah, they're obviously prepping up for the finals, mate. That is super important. They're looking the goods, mate.
Yeah, mate, that they are. They'll be very hard to stop as they sit atop the ladder on percentage at the moment. Speaking of atop the ladder, Maitland, well, they're not atop the ladder. Maitland, 2 goals, 2,14, were humbled by Cardiff, 30 goals, 15, 195. Cameron Jones with 8. Jack Lennon with 6, mate. Jack Lennon's always up and about there with the goal kickers. He's Mr. Consistent for the Hawks.
Yeah, that he is, mate. Maitland will obviously be picking their socks up this week, mate, and have to have a better go than what dished out, but
I think they'll be all in round 18. I think they play Lake Macquarie in round 18 potentially. So
everyone beats Lake Macquarie, I heard.
Oh, Maitland's already beaten them once, but Lake Macquarie, well, that's, you know, for those two sides, that's going to be their grand final, mate. So be very interesting to see. Speaking of Lake Macquarie, Warners Bay, 23 goals, 14, 152. Lake Macquarie, 2 goals, 2, 14. We predicted again that they'd win by plenty, and that they did. Jack Downing, 6, mate. Big Jack Hardman with 5. And Ben Hunter just was orchestrating things through the midfield and best on ground. So, mate, the Bulldogs march on. They hold on to 4th spot. Narrowly ahead of the next winners. Singleton, mate, 13-11-89. To Gosford, 8-11-59. Mitch Gaffney with 4. Sam Brasington, best on ground. Gosford, 8 goals. 8 different goal kickers.
Nice.
Sharing the love.
At least this one was entertaining.
I don't know if it was, mate. I didn't watch it, so I couldn't tell you that. But, certainly looks to be it makes the race to the finals very interesting. While on Lakes, they play Lake Macquarie this weekend, and they're the only ones sitting outside that can now make it. They need to win both of their last two and hope that Gosford lose both of their last two. They do have a bit better percentage, so. And I think from memory, they might play each other in the last round. So I win against Lake Macquarie and I lost for Gosford to Killarney Vale this weekend. Which, I mean, Killarney Vale, you know, that'll be a bit of a decent game anyway. Some interesting ones there, mate. I think Terrigal and Cardiff are locked into first and second with City having the bye this weekend. I mean, they do have a game in hand, City, but.
Yeah, they have played Terrigal this week, mate.
They do, but with the bye, that means that even if they lose, they'll stay in front of Newcastle City, but Newcastle City's game in hand could set him into second. That'll be your top three. And then it's just a matter of Warners Bay and Singleton, how they fight out fourth and fifth. As we said, Killarney Vale, their home into the finals, but they could drop a seventh depending on results. I'd be surprised because they do have a much superior percentage than Gosford and Wyong Lake. So this week's games, mate, Gosford do play Killarney Vale, so, mate, it's almost the final the week before the finals, this one. If Gosford have the win, that locks down the seven. It's just finishing order. Killarney Vale win and Wyong Lakes win, then Gosford are going to be very nervous heading into next week's game. So Gosford versus Killarney Vale at Adcock Park, West Gosford, mate. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Killarney Vale just to add a bit of spice to the last game, mate.
Yeah, me too, mate. I'm going to go the Bombers. I think last week you said the Tigers would win this one when we did the run through, so it's good to see you're sticking consistent.
Just out with that, mate, how would you like to be the coach of Wyong? You win the first three or the first four, and then we'd still make the semis with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, you win three out of four, and then only win one out of 14 or something from there. Well, they won three out of their first four. They've won one out of 10 since.
Jeez, they can still make it.
Yeah, mate, it's great. Next year, I hear the Black Diamond, they're going to expand the competition to 12 teams, but they're going to have a 13-team final series. So Sportscastle might get a call up, the Sportscastle All-Stars. We might beat Leighton Quarry.
We could get a team, I reckon. Big Deckers up front in the fourth
pocket. Yeah, pocket. Mate, I might get on the phone, you know, after that Sydney Swans training session the other week. Get Buddy up here. I'll make sure we've got a soft track for him so he doesn't hurt his heel.
We'll get Gareth in the midfield, commentating and playing. Star
playing around with himself, possibly. Who knows? next up, mate, Maitland, they host Warners Bay. Comfortable win for Warners Bay up there at Max McMahon over at Rutherford. I don't think there's any questions on that.
No, I agree, mate.
Singleton, I expect them to be solid winners at home against Nelson Bay at Rose Point Park in Singleton. Lake Mac versus Wyong. Mate, I'd love to see Lake Macquarie get the win and just, you know, put paid to the finals race, but I think Wyong will get that one done by...
Good to see Wyong. As we said,
probably 10 or 12 goals, so it'll really add some spice to that last round one. And the match to the round, you touched on it earlier, mate. Cardiff host Terrigal Avoca at Hillsborough Oval. Cardiff have been kicking into gear the last few weeks, but have they got enough to match it with the Panthers?
Mate, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Cardiff by 20.
Cardiff by 20. I'll go Terrigal Avoca by 7. By 7.
So, could, mate, be a grand final.
That will be the Bar TV match. Yeah, mate, I wouldn't be surprised. I think definitely one of those two, if not both of them, will be in the grand final. So we'll wait and see. But all games kick off at 2 o'clock on Saturday, mate. So, yeah, if I was around the Warners Bay area in Cardiff areas, I'd be getting over to Hillsborough Oval and having a look at that one. That will be an absolute ding-dong battle.
Yeah, it should be, mate, and hopefully they got the gates open for free, mate, unlike the soccer, and everyone can get in and watch them, mate.
Yeah, well, I don't think they got gates on Hillsborough.
You got your money back yet on that?
No. Complaints falling on deaf ears, but anyway, we'll move along. Speaking of moving along, mate, on to the NRL action. Last week's games, the Thursday night game, Brisbane 12, Cronulla 10. Again, the magic of refereeing raised its head, but we'll get into that later on. There'll be plenty of time. The Knights are out to a flyer in their game, mate. The early game on Friday night against North Queensland, and then just looked like they forgot what to do, and they came out of the sheds in the second half. Went down 20-18. Lachie Fitzgibbon a double, Aiden Guerra a try, Kenny Sayo two from three conversions, and a penalty goal. Results mean that mathematically they can still make the finals, but yeah, let's not kid ourselves. Canterbury 14, West Tigers 4. That was a bit of a turn up for the books, mate, in front of a crowd of 6.5 people, I'm told.
Big crowd there, mate. Very dour.
Yeah. Manly, they, speaking of teams that got out to a lead and forgot how to finish it, Manly 24, Penrith 28. I think they led like 24-6 with about 15 minutes to go.
They did, mate.
Yeah, mate, they did a Raiders, they did. So Penrith got home there to keep their top four hopes alive. South Sydney, another one. They got out of jail against Parramatta. It was a get-out-of-jail fest in the early games.
It was retro round, mate.
26, Parramatta 20. Next game, I won't even worry about it. No one really cares about Melbourne and Canberra.
It was a $50 bet, wasn't it? 4.5 start.
I don't believe it was $50 on it, but anyway. I think it was 5, but you know, I'm happy to pay that up as soon as you pay up your last bet.
Yeah. Call it even.
Yeah, no, mate. No, I will not. So Melbourne 44, Canberra 10. We were cruel by the referees again.
Yeah, Shane Flanagan.
I see one of my mates posted on my Facebook wall. Shout out to Jack O'Tolley if you're listening. Mate, he's a Storm fan. He said, "Oh, mate, what are you gonna blame this one on, Ricky?" And I figured it out. Trump. It's all Trump's fault. So we need someone to come back and make Canberra great again. The Gold Coast, they absolutely demolished New Zealand. Another second half fade. The Gold Coast 36, New Zealand 12. The final match of the round, the Sydney Roosters, they're clicking into gear, mate. Wow, 36 and George 18. Hey, plenty of interest. Who's going to win the minor premiership?
Melbourne.
Really? All right. Yeah.
I'm sticking with them, mate. They're playing well at the moment. But,
are they, though?
I'd be worried. Are they? Latrell Mitchell, mate. He is the form player in the competition.
I would argue that one of his teammates is in a lot better form than he is.
Dylan Napper.
Blake Ferguson.
Fergie Ferg. You love Fergie Ferg. Mate, he is. Parramatta's on a good thing here, mate, I reckon, for next year.
You can't get any better. That's the problem. But yeah, no, mate, I would argue that he's the form player of the competition at the moment. I did see you noted that down, but yeah, at any point, mate, the Roosters are going to be hard to stop. You as a Melbourne fan would want to hope that you don't cop them week one of the finals, because it could be a real momentum halter, I think, even down in Melbourne.
Yeah, hopefully we don't play them until the last game of the year.
You'd be hoping that you finish fourth, first, and they finish second or third.
Hopefully they finish eighth.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. I think they'll finish. I think you guys might have them first week of the finals. So it'll be interesting to see. Big game this weekend, mate. We'll get to that in a second for you guys. But the Bulldogs, mate, they host Brisbane Thursday night, 10-8 at ANZ Stadium. Who you like here and why?
What's the crowd going to be?
Mate, probably bigger than last week's, because the Broncos will have, you know, some of their third-party sponsors. If all their third-party sponsors turn up, the ground will be a sellout.
I just want to put it out there. There's three games at ANZ this week. Yeah, mate. They're going to get a combined
Thursday, crowd Friday, Saturday.
30,000 people.
Well, jeez. I'll take the overs on that, mate. I'll take over 30,000. South Sydney, Melbourne. Parramatta Gold Coast might not get many, but the Broncos will have a few that'll come down. The Dogs will have a few turn out for that after a week. You remember the Dogs won last week.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brisbane, mate, by about 18.
Yeah, I think Brisbane will win quite comfortably as well. I expect to see plenty of points for Corey Oates running at Kerrin
Holland. Putting himself on the market, I hear, mate.
Yeah, well, he could be the Dogs next year. I hear they're hunting him as a second rower, so that could be interesting. Next up, mate, the Knights, they host the West Tigers to keep, well, both teams fighting to keep their outrageous finals dream alive.
They've got to win six of their last five.
Yeah.
You won't be at this bonus one, points, mate. You'll be away at Port Douglas. Mate,
I do fly to Port Douglas on Friday. It is work, though. You know, you've got to do what you've got to do.
That's right, mate. But
tough.
I'm going to stick with them, mate. I'm going to reckon the Knights will get up. Ponga, man of the match.
Right, yeah, the Knights versus the Tigers, mate. I would suggest it will be a
low scoring?
No, I would suggest it'll be a game of two halves. So look for the Knights to lead at halftime, West Tigers to win at full time as your wager there, mate. I'm gonna have the Tigers to win in a nail biter again. Next up, mate, the late game on Friday, South Sydney versus Melbourne Storm. It is the top of the table battle. Both sides welcoming back a number of people, but yeah, mate, how do you like it? You'd be on your boys, obviously. You think they're going to win the minor premiership, so.
Yeah, we'll be on them, and it'll be good. It'll be close, but yeah, I reckon Melbourne by about eight.
I'm going to go South by a Greg Inglis field goal.
You love your field goals of this month. Is it just the month of July? There was a couple last week you said to be a late field goal. Is it?
No, I don't think I did, mate. You might want to listen back to that and check that.
Well, you did.
I think I gave one team a win by seven, but I don't think I went a late field goal to win it. But anyway, I'm going to go South with a Greg Inglis field goal to win it after some numerous missed attempts in Golden Point.
You heard it here first.
Next up, mate, St George host the Warriors. Two teams desperately in need of a win. Ironically enough, at Wynn Stadium, 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, the Warriors are all around the place at the moment. There are a lot of away games, but yeah, I think St. George at home, mate, I think they're going to bounce back this week if there's any chance of them making the top eight. Four. They'll make the eight.
I was like, I'm pretty confident they'll make, but I'm pretty confident both of them will make the top eight, mate.
They're doing their usual.
Mate, it could be very interesting because, you know, if West do get the win against Newcastle or the Raiders get the win against Penrith and the Warriors lose, it's starting to, like, it's still mathematics, but
Stephen Curry.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I'm going to go the Dragons here as well. I am expecting Gareth Widdop to bounce back into some good form. Ben Hunt was probably their only shining light last week, and I'll expect some more from them this week. Next up, mate, Parramatta host a resurgent Gold Coast Titans. Mate, how do you say this one? Saturday at ANZ, the third game in, well, less than 48 hours.
Yeah, it'll be a well-worn track.
You want to hope that there is no rain on the horizon.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to stick with the Gold Coast. I'm going to go Phillip Sammy double, and he'll run for 200 metres.
Yeah, no, he won't.
He did last
week. I'm looking forward to the battle, allowing that he's back into his 4 minutes between Jai Arrow and Nathan Brown. That one promises to be a cracker, and hopefully Keegan Hipgrave manages to kill someone. That would be entertaining. That bloke's a lunatic. Yeah, good is he? So yeah, I'm going to go the Eels to get the job done here at home, and I use that term loosely. Next up, mate, the Roosters host the Cowboys 7:30 Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Speaking of low crowds, mate. Whew.
Yeah, there won't be many there.
The start of the 5-week Jonathan Thurston farewell tour. Yeah, can he turn it on?
What did you call him?
Johnny Farnham.
He's had more comebacks than Johnny Farnham, mate.
When's he come back? He's never retired before. It's a
massive farewell tour, but yeah.
It's Jonathan Thurston, mate. He's one of the greatest players who ever lived.
Future immortal in waiting.
Join the queue.
Sydney Roosters, mate, by 20.
Yeah, I think the Roosters will win this one reasonably comfortably, but maybe not by quite that much. I'll go by 12. Next up, mate, this is a bit of a grudge match. Cronulla, they host Manly Southern Cross Stadium, Sunday, 2 o'clock. Mate, who knows what you're going to get with Manly? They're like a shit Warriors team.
Yeah, they do have some ability when they turn it on, but it's when they decide to turn up.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Dugan's back this week, I believe, mate, for the Sharks, and I reckon
they'll get it done. Yeah, well, there's allegations of that.
He's been out for 2 months, has he?
Yeah, he's been out for a while, so the interesting thing will be where he plays if he does play. And yeah, certainly be quite a curious point to have a look at. Has he actually been named in the 17?
Let's have a look. Dugan has been. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I thought you were going off a bit early there, mate. He's named Jersey 18.
Oh, yeah, 18.
So if he does come in, I would suggest either Katoa or Leotelli will drop out. If Katoa drops out, Leotelli will move to the wing and Dugan will play centres. Flanagan said that fullback will stay with Val Holmes. I think the Sharks win this one, mate, probably by double digits.
Yeah, mate. I'm going
Sharks. Mate, you can't just sit here and nod. The punters can't see that. No. They might hear your peanuts rattling. Final match of the round, the Panthers host the Raiders, Sunday, 4:10, Panthers Stadium. Mate, this one's crucial for both sides.
Are you there, mate?
No, I'm not. I'll be in Port Douglas. It's a bit of a talking point because the lady that I work with, we do the same role. She looks after Southern New South Wales. She's a Panthers fan, and we're quite keen to try and get to one of these. And unfortunately, the first time they played in Canberra, I was in Thailand, and the second time they played, I'm in Port Douglas. Tough places to go to, like, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Yes, Panthers, mate.
Raiders, nice and easy, mate. BJ Leilua to star and Blake Austin to play well in the centres.
Centres?
His name in the centres, mate. Didn't you read the team list? No wonder your super coach is going so poorly.
I had a good week last week, mate.
Did you?
Yeah. 1,200.
1,200 what?
Not 1,186.
Yeah, mate. I think the average score last week was 1,210 or something across the comp. So. All right.
Not bad for a mug.
You've got a rough mug, that's for sure, mate. Let's move on to Group 21, brought to us with thanks to Air Relax Australia. The great man Troy Leary, he's back. What can't he do?
Not on the field.
No. Mate, results last week: Denman 20, Musselbrook 40, Greta 0, Singleton 66. Maybe he should be back on the field. Poor old Greta Brankston. And Aberdeen 46, Scone 22. That sees Aberdeen minor premiers for 2018.
Congratulations to Aberdeen.
The Mighty Tigers. And boys. Again, I think I tipped a perfect round, unlike you.
Yeah, I got none, didn't I?
I think you got
two.
Two.
Yeah, I think we were split on Aberdeen and Scone.
Yeah, so basically, mate, we head into this week. Scone and Musselbrook, they play each other. The winner of that will most likely sit in second, I believe. Just depending on for and against. If Scone win, they're guaranteed second. But if Musselbrook win, I think they need to win by about 24-25 points. So I'd say Scone are pretty much locked into second and a double bite at the cherry. And Musselbrook and Singleton will play in the second week of finals. Who do you like, Scone and Musselbrook, in that one, mate?
I'm going to pick Scone, mate.
I'm going to go Musselbrook, mate, to continue their form and pull level on competition points, but not have enough to overcome.
So you think they'll win by 23?
No, I reckon they'll win by about 10.
Yeah,
8 or 10.
A lot of high scoring in that competition.
Yeah, mate. It's defense is optional, I've been told. Hence why Troy fitted in so well in the competition up there. He was a rugby union winger, remember? They don't tackle. Next up, mate, the big match. Denman versus Greta, Sunday Harvo, 2 o'clock at Denman Oval, mate. You going up there or what? You might get a run.
Sunday Harvo.
Might get a game.
I don't know what I'm doing Sunday, but I don't think I'll be there.
Troy Lowry, can you confirm? Can Jared Logan have a run on the wing?
I've signed a rego form once before.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think we're going to see a Greta win, mate.
No, I don't think so either, mate. Denman put 20 on Musselbrook, which is, you know, not impressive, but it's better than the nil that Greta put on. I'm just looking, literally last week, 68 points, 60 points, and 66 points. They got an average of about 63 points a game. Not for the faint-hearted. Certainly not Dower.
No, definitely not.
But
overs or unders, like the AFL.
Mate, yeah, well, what do you mean like the AFL? Every sport has it, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Singleton versus Aberdeen is the final match, mate. I want to call it...
Match of the round.
I want to call it... This is the grand final preview.
Well, Singleton are in very good form. I think
they have won something like 7 of their last 8. And I wouldn't be surprised if Aberdeen rest a few here. If they've got any niggles or bumps.
They have beaten the top couple of teams, mate, as we said.
Yeah, so, mate, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to say Aberdeen get pipped in a close one by Singleton here.
I'm going to say Singleton will smash them.
Singleton will smash them. Yeah, 20. See...
20 points.
I just don't know that there's that much interest in Singleton, you know, blowing them out. So if they get up by 10 or 12 with a few to go, they might start to just put the brakes on.
Park the bus.
Yeah, park the bus, so to speak. So it'll certainly be a very interesting final round, and then we'll head into the semi-finals, and I'll have to speak to Troy and see.
Big preview next week, mate.
See if you can get the corporate seats of the grand final for us.
It is first, second, third, verse, fourth. Correct. And then first one straight through the GF.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. And yeah.
Week off,
yep. Yeah, correct. So, 3-week finals. You're
pretty hard pressed to miss the semis in a 16 comp, mate.
Well, mate, Greta's going to finish on a negative competition points, so anything's possible. Moving right along, Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League. Our segment sponsor here, also our major sponsor, Primax Sports Tours. A couple of catch up games during the week, mate. Did you catch any of that?
I didn't, mate, but you're going to tell us all about it.
Mate, did you?
It was a draw.
You didn't do any research at all.
It was
on
a
this.
Draw.
Mate. There was not only a draw, there was a controversial draw in the A-grade. Belmont South 12, Dora Creek 12. It was 10-0 to Dora Creek at halftime. Belmont South crash over for a try, 10-6. Lovely, we're all going well. Cade Snowden attacking the line, throws a backhanded flick pass to Brad Calder, who was playing in the centres or wing, who dives over. Conversion attempt is taken by Belmont South. Sneaks over in the bottom corner of the goals, just in... very questionable lighting, but it definitely went over. 12-10.
Yep.
Dora Creek is attacking the line as the full-time bell rings. There's confusion. There's a loose ball on the ground. Belmont South dive on it, celebrate, thinking they've won. The touch judge comes in, speaks to the referee. The referee blows a penalty, probably about 10 or 12 in from touch, blows a penalty for offside against Belmont South. They've taken it back and they've kicked it from about Israel Smith, the 5'8 for Dora Creek Swampies, has kicked it to level it. One of the most just anticlimactic sort of, like Belmont South thought they'd won and then no. So, mate, it makes the ladder very interesting. It means that Belmont and Dora Creek are both now 1 point behind Shortland. Stockton are in the box seat, obviously, now with 3 rounds to go to collect that minor premiership trophy. But it's a big game this weekend, mate.
There is, mate. There's always big games in A grade.
Yeah, mate. Well, yeah, plenty to be seen. Look,
it's like a yo-yo, the
Katara A grade. In fifth place. They host sixth place Raymond Terrace. Mate, yeah. This one could be, could really mix things up if the Terrace can upset them.
Yeah, it would, mate, but I think Murray's men will carry on their form, mate.
And I don't know why you're still insisting on calling them Murray's men. Murray has nothing to do with them.
He runs a touch, the Katara Bears touch footy, mate.
Yeah.
You're there.
Doesn't mean anything, mate. Anyway, carry on.
Well, yeah, they're going to win. Katara.
Yeah, well, mate, I think they will too, which will pretty much, you know, win there or put a big gap on for and against of probably about 80 points. Obviously, 2 wins then with 2 rounds to go, so that'll be too much. And that will finalise our top 5 with the top 4 teams all already home with a 7-point gap to 6th. Next up, mate, Belmont South host Stockton, 1st v. 3rd. This one is an absolute cracker. Cade Snowden v Ben Tupou. Yeah,
there's a lot of good sporting games on this week in Lake Macquarie, mate. So if you're out and about, you need to get down.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get to the others, mate. Just let's talk about this one, mate. Let's just focus.
Yeah, well, I am. I am, mate. I'm there. And I think Belmont, my boys, are going to get it done.
Yeah? Well, what's your tip, mate? What are they
going to win? Cade Snowden's going to crash over in the last set, and they'll win by two.
I'm going to go Belmont to win as well. I think they'll win something like 20-14. With an intercept try to Jason McKenzie on with about five to go to win it.
Thrown by Des Bauer.
No, I don't think Des Bauer throws to the passes, mate. But yeah, so there you go. Next up, mate, Dora Creek, they host Cardiff out at the luxurious Neville Thompson Oval. I'm sure Rod Gibson's got it coming back into fine form with a bit of treatment there and the frost having passed.
Yeah, mate. Cardiff, I don't think... we'll win this, mate. I think it's a bit of a local.
Run will come to an end, mate.
Bit of a local derby, and
it's a local derby.
Dora Creek, Cardiff. It's as local as you'll get in this competition.
I would have thought Cardiff versus Shortland would have been a bit more local than that.
I'm going to say Dora Creek.
It's about a 25-minute drive.
Dora Creek in a local derby against Cardiff will win by 15.
You've heard it here first. Jared Logan, Melbourne versus North Queensland is a local derby in the NRL.
Perth versus Tasmania.
Yeah, well, they don't have teams, so it wouldn't surprise me with you. Mate, yeah, Dora Creek to get this one done and pile the pressure on Shortland in second. And if Belmont win, obviously, you know, it'll only be, depending on the result of this last game, it could be four teams only separated by one competition point heading in the last two rounds, mate. Yeah.
The A grade, mate.
Yeah. Get amongst it.
It's great.
Yeah, it is, mate. So next up, the final match of the round, Shortland. Back-to-back losses, mate. They'll be looking to, they host Fingal Bay. Fingal Bay will be very aware of Cardiff breathing down their neck for the Wooden Spoon and won't want to go from Premiers to Wooden Spooners in 1 year against Shortland.
No, definitely won't, mate. But Shortland will be looking to bounce back from 2 weeks ago and I reckon they'll get it done at home, mate.
Mate, I just can't tip against a team that's got Chris Marlborough, Chad Redmond, Mana Tahu and Theron Pearson in it. Like, mate, there's a lot of experience in that quartet. So, yeah, I will also be tipping the... Devils there to get it over, get up over the Bombies, and I reckon they're going to make a statement here. I reckon they're going to win about 40-10.
Hope they're listening to this.
Yeah, mate.
If you're out there and you're Shortland fan,
Chris Marlborough, mate. He's a he loves listening in, mate.
He's an acquaintance of the show, mate.
Yeah, mate. I noticed you used that statement that you're not allowed to, so you got a $5 fine. Anyway, so there goes your winnings.
We're even.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, mate. B grade. Did you catch any of the round 7 catch up match in B grade?
That was. No, it wasn't on my agenda last weekend, mate.
Woodbury 34. They took down Wallsend Maryland 14. That sees Woodbury sit on top of the ladder on 17 points. Wallsend second on 15. Malabula and West Wallsend third and fourth on 13. University 11. Kersley 9. North Newcastle 7. And Dudley consigned to the Wooden Spoon on 2.
2. They carried their points from A grade, mate. It hasn't really helped them.
Well, no, they didn't carry their points from A grade because they didn't have any points when they came out of A grade.
They carried them.
Yeah. Carried them out.
They got a big game this week, mate, at Dudley Oval.
They do. Dudley Oval, Saturday afternoon, they host Malabula. Can they get their second win of the season?
Well, they haven't started winning yet, mate. I can't
see. Your man, Erasmus.
Erasmus. And Kevill, is he out there? Captain Coach?
Kevill, he's not Captain Coach, but he plays when he's around, yeah.
I reckon Malabula, mate, in a close one.
Yeah, lovely, mate. I expect them to get it done as well. I don't know that it'll be all that close. Next up, ladder leaders, Woodbury, a host, North Newcastle, mate. North Newcastle have certainly got some players missing in action, and I know they've got a player suspended for some bit of an incident with some referee abuse, but a big shout at North Newcastle. They've got on the front foot and they put in place punishments before the league even got involved, which is good to see, mate. We don't want people abusing referees, so shout out to Tony Delaney and the boys at North Newcastle for sort of doing things the right way.
Yeah, maybe they could have a word to Shane Flanagan, mate. But I don't think it'll help them this week. I think Woodbury will carry on their winning ways.
Yeah, mate, I think Woodbury at Fred Harvey Oval on Saturday Arvo will get that one done by about 20. Next one, mate, this is a very interesting one. It's 4th versus 6th. West Wallsend host Kersley at Les Wakeman Oval. They've been a different side at home the last few outings and are climbing the ladder rapidly, West Wallsend. Mate, this one you could probably class a local derby. They're only about 15 minutes apart.
Yeah, it's not too far. And I think this will be a pretty entertaining game, mate. But I'm going to go Kersley in the upset.
Kersley crushes, mate. I'm going to go West Wallsend to get this one done. I'm going to say it's going to be about
38-30.
Jeez. That'll be good. There'll be tries on for Young and Old, and we might even see if we can get sideline reporter Chris Longworth down to the game if he's available. He loves it. He loves downtown Les Wakeman Oval. Finally, mate, University, they host Wallsend Maryland at University Number 1 Oval. Mate, it's certainly a certainly going to be another decent clash, I would have thought. Fifth versus second, two teams, University, you know, wanting to win, obviously, to keep their final, keep themselves into the finals. And a win here would, and a loss to Kersley would see them put 4 points on them and, you know, really, really put the pressure on back in the Kersley Crushers ballpark.
Then just making the short little trip across to uni, mate.
This one is a local derby.
Another derby. It's all you love on the here on the show, mate. Sportscaster loves a derby.
I'm surprised you didn't call Dudley versus Malabar a local derby.
I think Wallsend are going to hammer them, mate. I think they're going to get it done, and I think they're going to march towards the semis and really put a stamp on it.
I think they'll be smarting after last week's loss to Woodbury, and yeah, I think Wallsend Maryland, the Tigers will bounce back, and let me say 18-14 though. It will be
looking for a mauling.
It'll be a physical encounter on
campus.
No, we'll move on to C grade, mate. Again, there was a catch-up game. Dungog versus Swansea, mate. Now
I hope that wasn't a derby.
No, that definitely was not a derby. Dungog got the win, mate. The cellar dwellers rolling Swansea, who were sitting they still are sitting third. Swansea had a chance to pull level with Windale in second. Dungog getting a bit of an upset there and keeping their very faint finals hopes alive.
Mathematical, like the Knights, mate.
Not so much mathematical. They just, if they win all three, they're half a chance with some of the results and how it's going at the moment. Mate, they're only 1 point behind a Wobbekal, and they're only 5 points behind Swansea, who are in third.
Jeez.
So I mean, you know, enough results go their way, they could finish fourth.
Windale, mate.
Mate, the Eagles, they're resurgent. The boys love their shout-out last
week.
They beat
East Maitland 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they did, mate. So
they're sitting second, but they're still a long way back.
Yeah, well, East Maitland only need to, a win of any sort, mate. They've got 100-point for and against difference. Not that I know of. 100-point for and against difference, East Maitland. So they've carried a lot of points up when they've been promoted from D grade.
Oh, yeah.
But Windale will have their eyes on the prize, mate. Speaking of the C-grade matches, mate, the Bar TV match this week, mate, is in the C-grade competition. Aberglasson Ants, they host Morisset, so that's fourth versus fifth.
Ricky Balcombe's team, isn't it?
He's in it too, mate. Shane Tapper, Mick Akers, all the boys. I had it confirmed. Mick Akers did say after last week's show, Shane Tapper does use about 6 rolls of tape. And he's thinking about using some more to put it around Tapp's mouth. So
did see the banter. It's good.
Yeah, mate. It's good, mate. Get around it, boys. Some chat there. Good to see Matty Garrick and Drew Buxton getting on there too, the Windale Eagles boys. So love the chat there, mate, and stir it up. But, yeah, Bar TV covering a double header from McKeechee's Oval on Friday night. Oh,
the Aberglasson Estate, yeah.
The ladies league tag first up versus Tea Gardens. No, that one's not a local derby. Followed by Aberglasson versus Morisset. So, yeah, as I said, fourth versus fifth, mate, Aberglasson and Morisset. Who's going to win this one?
I'm going to stick with the family, mate, and Aberglasson's going to roll them.
Mate, I'm going to go with Aberglasson as well, and I'm going to go with them to win by 10. And if Shane Tapper doesn't score a try, I'm going to be very disappointed.
He's going to be taped with a crossbar.
Well, mate, yeah. I was going to say he should do a nudie run, but no one wants to see that. next up, mate, the Battle of the Dales, second versus sixth, Windale, host Glendale. Saturday, 2:30 out at Windale Oval, mate. The Eagles and the Gorillas. Who's going to get this one done? Glendale were red hot at the start of the year and they've sort of faded. I think they won their first three games and then they've only won two of their next eight.
Wyong. They're the Wyong of the C grade.
Yeah, Wyong Lakes. Yeah, mate. You got to be a bit more referential with your crossovers.
Lucky people can't see the emotion on your face when I'm saying those things, mate. You're not prepared.
You're confusing me.
I'm going to go Windale to carry on their winning form.
Mate, if they put 40 on East Maitland, they could put 60 on Glendale here, but I'm going to go Matty Garrick for a double, no pressure, mate. Windale 36, Glendale 14.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, mate, first last. East Maitland host Dungog. If Dungog's going to have a crack at the finals, they're going to do it the hard way.
Got a winner this week, mate.
Mate, after a week off and the loss to Windale the week before, I would think that East Maitland will be smarting and they'll be coming out at Hennypenny Stadium to put on a show in the Upper Hunter Derby. Yeah, East Maitland, I'm going to go East Maitland 32, Dungog 6.
Yeah, I think East Maitland will get it done, mate.
Claim the minor premiership.
I'm going to go arm wrestle. I'm going to say 18-16.
To East Maitland, right. And the final one, mate, the catch-up game losers, Swansea, come up against Awabakal. Awabakal, another side, started the season pretty well, but they've started to drift down the ladder. But again, a win here would put them, you know, depending on other results, it could lift them into, you know, sixth place and only one competition point out of, you know, the five, and even two competition points, one win away from third. So yeah. It's anyone's game, this. So, mate, Awabakal host Swansea. Can the Awabakal Eagles get it done against the Swansea Swans, or will the Swans bounce back out at Walters Park on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock?
I'm going to go Swansea, mate.
Yeah, me too, mate. Swansea 24-14.
24-14, I'm going
to say. Can I be good?
20-12.
20-12 to Swansea, so we're both pretty close on our score lines there. So good luck to everyone this weekend. I know we were due to go through the D grade this week, but we will catch that up next week and we'll have a look at their run to the finals. We'll move on to the real NRL, courtesy of the Rugby League Academy, mate. And we had some very interesting results in round 13.
It was. A few upsets, a few shocks, a few...
There's some very good performances from some sides. And we saw the end of the defending premiers.
Macquarie.
Yeah, they cannot make the finals now with only three...
I'm glad I got that right.
Three matches remaining. Yeah, we didn't get many right. Curry, 0, Central 18. Mate, the Butcher Boys, they are building their premiership on defence, says Barney Miller.
Yeah, he did say that, mate. And, they've hit the winning form. They're on the merry-go-round at the moment, mate. And he'll be happy, I reckon.
Yeah, mate.
He's always grumpy, but he'll be happy that they're winning.
Yeah, what else we got, mate? You want to run through these results for us?
We will, mate. We had Maitland 40, Macquarie 6.
My younger brother Luke Walsh, Ryan Walsh, double and 5 out of 6 conversions. Not a bad day at the office in a drubbing. And as we said, the end of Macquarie's season, and saw Maitland climb back atop the ladder.
It did, mate. It did. And the former ladder leaders, Lakes, were upset by Cessnock. We had a sending off, mate, by Corey Barber in the 59th minute.
What happened there, mate?
I believe it was a swinging arm.
Was a swinging arm.
Forceful or something. There was some wording.
Careless or reckless it would have been, I would have thought. I don't think it would have been intentional. Ben Tulte with a double for Lakeside to get in their 12. He scored both their tries. And final match, mate, the derby.
Ryan Walker was back with a bang. Two tries and a West win, 22-16. I actually caught a bit of that game.
Yeah, mate, it was a cracker. Wormsley at his best.
Former Hawk.
Who's that?
Jason Keelan. I saw him miss a conversion that he would have normally kicked. And
yeah, running around for South in their reshuffled side. Big Benny Cross might be a little bit upset with that, but it still sees them and West sitting on equal competition points, mate. Maitland and Lakes. I mean, there's only 2 points that separates first to fifth. And
when's the catch-up game?
Well, mate,
is it this weekend?
It is this weekend. I see you noted down there wasn't any, so you did do your research on
that. No proper matches, so that's good.
Yeah, Curry and West, Saturday, 3 o'clock at Curry Sports Ground, mate. The way Curry are playing, the way West are playing, it'd be a brave man to go against West, and that would actually see West, depending on how much they win by, I'd see them probably jump into third, I would say, because they're inferior for and against, but equal competition points.
What if they won by, like, say they put 50 on them?
Well, if they win by 50, they'll go to second. Yeah. They got 84 points difference between them and Maitland.
So who are we backing 35. For the minor premiership, mate?
Oh, mate, it's anyone's guess at the moment. I had West pinned for it, and I'll still probably go with them, but that poor for and against is not going to help them. I think West will win it probably by about, I'm going to say 28-12 this weekend against Curry.
Yeah.
And that will put a fair dint in Curry's finals hopes, because that will see them then sit 4 points behind South, still being fifth.
Yeah, I think West will win a lot easier than that, mate. I think Curry will only score one try. And I think West will score 30 points.
Right, thank you. It's like your local derbies. I think you go via Dora Creek to get to Carter from you know, the Regan Tennis Studios here.
Mate,
speaking of that, West will be on a high. Matt Lantry has re-signed for a third season.
It's good to hear.
West don't
normally have blokes on that long, so.
Well, mate, I think the bloke before him was only on for a year or so, but the one before him, Barney, was on for 4 years, and you don't normally see many more than three or four, so it'd be good to see what Matt can do there. But he's, you know, really pushing an ethos of, you know, I think he wants to have next year something like 70 to 75% of their top squad as local juniors. So That's great to see, and you know, it's always better. There's plenty of movement in the coaching merry-go-round there.
Yeah, the Lakes coach possibly going back to Cessna.
Well, he's been released from Lakes, and Lakes are advertising for a new coach, and there's whispers they're talking to Rick Stone and some other people. So, Phil Williams, a former Curry coach, is in talks with Central to replace Craig Miller, who's announced he's going to leave. Ben Cross and Adam Bettridge will remain in charge of their teams. So, yeah, look, you know, Maitland, I would say, will, you know, the way they're going, you'd be surprised if Luke Dorn was available if they didn't hang on to him.
He's not playing next year, is he? He's hanging the boots up, I believe.
Yeah, that's the rumour. But again, if they, you know, if they lose a close grand final, it might be enough for him to stay around. But, yeah, so the rumour is obviously Todd Edwards looks likely to go back to Cessnock. Al Lantry not staying on there. And yeah, obviously Curry and Maitland have yet to make appointments, and Lakes have advertised for theirs. So plenty of movement around there in terms of coaches, mate.
Yeah, more coaches moves than players, mate.
Well, this time of year there certainly is, mate. And that's probably the wrap up for the Newcastle Rugby League. We might jump into the NPL, mate, quickly. And we've got results from last weekend. The one game that we did touch on briefly last week was Lambton. They got up 3-0 in that early catch-up game, if you will, against the Jets youth. In other games, mate, Lake Macquarie went down 3-2 to Hamilton at home. Sammy Walker in the 11th opened the scoring. Mitch Hunter in the 41st. Hamilton's goals, your man Reece Cooper, 26th minute. Leo Bertos and Jacob Bailey in the 57th and 86th minute. Former New Zealand All-Whites international, Leo Bertos, mate. Charlestown, big winners against Adamstown, 4-1. Peter McPherson in the 10th. What a name. What a good name. Kane Goodchild in the 73rd minute with a penalty. Daniel Miners, the 85th, and Daniel Ott in stoppage time. Chris Berlin, the one score sheet saver for the Rosebuds. And Edgeworth, Tyson Jackson scored the winner against, the leveller against Maitland for a 1-1 draw. Sean Pratt had opened the scoring in the 61st minute. And Valentine got their second win of the season after we
can't believe that.
3-1 over Western. Joel Wood with all three goals. 18th minute penalty, 55th minute goal, and a stoppage time score. Nathan Morris with the goal for Western. Mate, she's a red hot ladder now. Edgeworth 37 with one hand on that trophy. Lambton 33, Broadmeadow 32, Maitland 27, Hamilton 26, Charlestown 25, the Jets 23. They can't play in the finals. Western 19, Adamstown 17, Lake Mac 16, Valentine 11. Can they dodge the wooden spoon?
Nah, I think they're guaranteed that, mate. But
well, they're not. There's three rounds to go.
Yeah, no, I think they.
So will. they've only got to get two draws and a win, two wins.
Our man Sammy Walker, mate, he's due.
Yeah, well, be interesting.
He's now got one hand on the golden boot, mate.
One goal clear?
One goal.
Settle down.
That's all you need.
All right, let's have a look at this week's matches, mate. Adamstown Edgeworth, how do you like it?
I'm going to go Edgeworth by heaps.
So Edgeworth, a win there would see them all but claim that minor premiership. They'd take them to 40. Lambton can only get to 36 and two rounds to go. So to really put one and a half hands on that trophy, I think Edgeworth will be too strong as well, mate. Valentine, they come up against Charlestown. Both sides bounced back to form last week. Lubo's retired, mate. Are you okay?
He's gone. I couldn't believe that when I read that this morning. I was very upset. But, yeah, I suppose the biggest thing with this game is how they bounce back from the game they're currently playing, mate, tonight.
So, yeah, well, that's exactly right, mate. They're not going too well. I'm giving you the tip. They were down 2-0 at halftime in the FFA Cup against Heidelberg United. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see. Looks like 2-0 still after 78 minutes.
Decimated by injuries, but
reading some live tweets here. It sounds like Charlestown's parked the bus 2-0 down. That's excellent.
I'm going to go draw, mate. Draw in this one.
A dour draw. Mate, I'll go the Blues to win. I can't see Valentine putting two wins together or two solid efforts, even with Charlestown coming back. Next up, mate, and most of the games this round are Sunday 2:30 kickoffs. Not all games, mate. That's incorrect. Maitland will play Lake Macquarie at Cook Square Park on Sunday afternoon as well, mate. How do you like this one? Can Lake Macquarie derail the Maitland semi-final charge?
I think Maitland will win, mate, but our man will get another goal, Sammy Walker.
Oh, yeah, a 2-2 draw here. Lake Macquarie really put a cat amongst the pigeons.
Will S. Walker's brother score?
No.
That was a one-hit wonder.
He got his one goal for the year that he promised me. So the second last match of the round, mate, Hamilton, the Olympic host, Leighton Jaffers, mate. This is a big one. As I said, if Edgeworth get a win and Leighton don't win, that would put them at least 6 points clear and a little bit more goal difference. It would all but secure the minor premiership.
It would, mate. It would. But yeah, I'm going to stick with Reece Cooper's boys. I think they're going to cause the upset.
All right, mate. I'm going to go with toot and froed on this one, but I'm going to go a draw again here. 2-2, and Reece Cooper to score a double.
Double.
No pressure, Reece, which would really liven it up because that would bring them up to 27 points level with Maitland.
Saying Maitland are going
to... Oh, Maitland have a draw, sorry, so they go to 28, but yeah, it'll be very close. The final match of the round, mate, which you missed.
I did.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock, the Jets Youth host Broadmeadow at Magic Park. Broadmeadow Magic will be without Mitch Oxbrough for 5 matches for a spitting incident in round 17.
Spitting? What, player or
spitting,
a ref?
Spitting on a player, mate. I think you would have got more than 5 weeks if you spat at an official. Allegedly spat on Alex Graham, of Adamstown in the 71st minute. If you watch the footage back, you can see that he's sort of coming back and he turned towards him and then, yeah, so they've made allegations of spitting and he's been found guilty.
5 matches.
So that'll be 3 rounds.
That'll be close to his season.
Well, it'll be the 3 regular season rounds, 1 FFA Cup match and the first leg of the semi-final, allowing that Broadmeadow qualify, which I'd be surprised they didn't at the moment. They're 6 points clear with 3 games to go of 5th. So, yeah, mate, that it's a big name. It's a big sting. You know, obviously, A-League experience and a bit of a brain fade there if he has done it. I mean, he's been found guilty and that's all we can base it on. But, yeah, Jets Youth and Broadmeadow, mate, the Jets Youth will be a tired side after they come back from the Wee Fang Cup.
Yeah, they will, mate. And I think Broadmeadow, with that, mate, will get the job done by a big one.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to go 3-0 to Broadmeadow. Julie back. Tired side. Not too sure, mate. I haven't heard any news on how he pulled up after that FFA Cup match. And obviously they did have the bye on the weekend, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Mate, quickly on to the Jets, mate. The Jets Youth in the Wee Fang Cup. They won their first game against Shanghai SPG 4-3, mate. To Paldo, Goodhue, Kent Harrison and Riley Smith all with goals. Then came up against the might of South American powerhouse, Boca Juniors, and went down 2-1, a goal to Kent Harrison. That was on Monday. And then this morning, mate, it was 4-2 at halftime against Shandong. It finished 5-2, and a surname you'll know quite well, Mackie Petratos.
Brother of. His other brother, scored last week.
Mate, got a double for the Jets. So, mate, good to see. The Jets senior side, they are in Spain at the moment. There's been some delays and rescheduling around their games. They meant to play against some big Spanish teams, and now they've ended up playing against Shabab Al-Alihi, Dubai FC. That's a bit of a mouth for that one.
Dubai FC.
They got a 2-1 win. Costa Petratos got a goal.
Jeez, it's a big
and
week.
And the Hoff. The man. The Hoff, the man. Didn't read with interest this morning, yes. And I believe there was talk they were going to have a second game either today or tomorrow, but I think today's Spanish time, so it might kick off at some point later tonight. I'm not too sure. It's hard to find a confirmation on some of these. But they are to play Cartagena FC, who was one of their originally scheduled matches, on Friday. I think that's their final game, and then they fly home because they do play the Gold Coast on Tuesday next week.
Tuesday, yeah.
And we might have a little Jets-related surprise. Charlestown have scored 2-1, 83rd minute. Great to see. And, yeah, certainly some high-scoring matches there. It was like Cairns FC have knocked out Armidale and Rockdale are down 4-2 against Sydney after leading early. But, yeah, so anyway, back to that. So, yeah, so they'll play them on Friday and then they'll head back and mate, might as well have a look. I guess the Jets will play the Gold Coast on Tuesday before we get a chance to record.
Glenn Moss will be in the sticks, mate.
Yeah, mate. Chris Bowling's been filling in with Jack Duncan having left the club. He's taken up a Middle Eastern offer.
Yes.
Yeah. So good luck to Jack. He's done some good service at the club. You know,
second stint here.
Mossy's not getting any younger, but I certainly think the Jets will be in the market for a goalkeeper. So it'll be interesting to see this.
Maybe the mummy, Lawrence, will come, mate.
Yeah, I don't think so, mate. It'll be interesting to see because there's not, you know, without wanting to lay the boot into the Northern New South Wales, there's no goalkeepers that are, you know, at that age where you're going, geez, they're really leaping out. There's a few that are carrying some injuries, a few older guys. I mean, even Ben Kelly, who's probably one of the better goalkeepers, and he's at Adamstown, is getting well into his 30s. I'm not sure what you're tapping yourself for there, mate.
He's hungry.
Oh, he's hungry, right. Okay, I thought you were saying he had a belly on him. I was like, geez, mate, he's a fucking praying mantis. So, yeah, so certainly interesting. What's the prediction, mate? Jets versus the Gold Coast Knights.
They're going to win, mate, and the Hoff's going to score three.
The Hoff's going to score three, and what's the score going to be?
4-2.
Right, well, you don't have much faith in our defence. I think we'll win 3-1, mate. Yeah, I certainly think the Hoff might get one of those. Well,
Man United are currently looking for a right winger, mate, and yeah, he's showing his form.
I think you picked up that, you've taken on that crack pipe again. And of course, in a couple of weeks, mate, the Jets host a pre-season trial at Maitland Sports Ground, mate. Yeah, God's Country, 25th of August at 3:30 kickoff. Gates open from 8:30. I think it's a full day of soccer there. They'll have some of the lower grades on and stuff. Tickets on sale at maitlandevents.com.au. So plenty of action there to be had, mate. We might move on now. Your favourite segment of the week, the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, mate. You've done hours of research, poring over facts and figures, and you've got lots of things for us, mate. You want to run through some of the matches for us?
Yeah, we'll start off, mate. The minor premiers in waiting. Hamilton Hawks, 56. Uni 27?
Incorrect. 59-27.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's all right.
Someone reported on Saturday night they scored 66, so someone's got to get it right. But Uni were leading this one, I believe, at halftime. Bubba Coleman gave them an absolute gobful.
20-19, though. Up 20-12 with a minute to go to halftime.
Tom Coop and Hamish Mackie both scored trebles.
Number 8 and a winger, getting across for hat-tricks. And Connor Mulhern, 7 from 9 conversion attempts.
Yeah, Tom Coop is coming into form, mate, at the right time of year.
There's a number 8 stocks in the Newcastle Rugby game at the moment.
Yeah.
What's the big fella from Wanderers? He's killing it.
Yes, the guy he played for Samoa, I believe.
Francis. Yep, Francis Ayeriama. And you've got Big Smiley at...
Raheem Smiley from Mirror of the Carlton.
Mirror of the Carlton. Travis Brook. Maitland. Who else we got, mate? Who's
Tom Cooper at Hamilton.
Tom Cooper at Hamilton. Who's been playing 8 for Beaches?
Not sure.
No one of note.
They had a big guy earlier than
Marty Walisa. Was he playing number 8?
Marty's back.
Got a yellow card on the weekend, I see. We might go on to that one next, mate.
Yes. Late Macquarie 5. Wanderers, 96. Tim Marsh back in form. 4 tries, Mr. Simmons.
Mate, Jack Young, George Ashworth and Sam Burns all got doubles as well, mate. It was a triathlon.
Luke Simmons, 12 goals. And I believe, reading the rugby online, mate, that the try scorer for Lake Macquarie was their prodigal son, Matthew Bartley.
Big Bart. How old's he now?
Well, he's still running around.
Next year, tell me Jason Wagstaff was playing.
He would have been.
I played against Jason Wagstaff, and he was old then.
But yeah, Matt Bartley got across.
It wasn't too bad. The first half, they had a bit of a crack. It was 35-5, but
fitness and numbers, I believe.
Yeah, mate. Wanderers at the KG Fox.
Our man Chris Hunt didn't trouble the scorers, mate. So.
Yeah, mate, and that's the last time his name will be mentioned until he gets a double. What else, mate? Your game, mate? How was that?
It was, Maitland were commanding early, mate, but hit around the 55-minute mark, and Singleton come right back into it and got beat 22-29. Josh McCormack scored a double. There was a lot of old bulls up there, mate.
I see their cattle tags that they released for their numbers. That was good.
They had about 1,000 boat races.
Couple of quick questions, mate. It was a late try that won it for Maitland, I understand.
It was, yes.
It was reported that Willie So scored, but then you look at the rugby link, he did not. So it was
the halfback and former Singleton boy, Max Stafford scored.
Max Stafford, I thought that's who got across late. So, and then we had obviously a dismissal, mate. We did. 2 yellow cards, lifting tackle, and obviously you can't comment too much.
The man of the week from last week, Chris Logan, got dismissed in the first half
for a yellow card, mate.
Carl Manu got a yellow card too.
Oh well, it'll be fresh. He won't need to claim his lawnmower. It'll be fresh after only playing 70 minutes, Chris Logan.
Yes.
I wonder why he didn't score 4 tries. But I did read in the Herald Hayden Shepherd facing maybe a week for that lifting tackle. Final match, mate.
27-27.
Yeah, well,
Boyd Oval.
Nelson Bay nearly got the win at in front of a raucous crowd at Boyd Oval at the Dowie, I'm told. But they did claim something very crucial, a bonus point. The 4 tries to 3 win. Eli McCullough did get across for a late try, and Sammy Bright converted from in front to level it up right on full time. Sammy Bright, mate, his laser sharpshooting kept them in the game. 3 from 3 conversions and 2 from 2 penalty goals versus the Nelson Bay side that I think kicked 2 from 4 conversions and 1 from 2 penalty goals.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's that time of year, and Sam Bright's always been a notable goal kicker, but I think that's what it's going to come down to, mate, because the top five are probably, apart from Hamilton,
Hamilton play Beaches and...
They've got the Ruse as well.
The Ruse on the way home. So those certainly be interesting. The other thing that favours, I guess, Maitland and Merriweather is that Wanderers and Nelson Bay are sitting second and third, both have a bye to come as well. So that will help their causes. So you'd expect from here, I mean, there's some big games this weekend and none bigger probably than the Bar TV match, which sees second play fourth at Marcellin, Maitland hosting Nelson Bay, mate.
Yes, mate, I do. I will be there. And, yeah,
it's great. Hate to camera.
Yeah, I'm always there, mate.
So you'll be busy at home from about 9 till 1 doing your hair?
Yeah, always. Gareth, make sure I look on point, mate. But, yeah, it's going to be a good one. I reckon it was close in the first round. I had in the rain-sodden game up at the Bay.
Yeah, I think that's where the Dower came about, wasn't it?
It was. But, yeah, it should be, yeah, it'll be good. I don't know what will happen, but I think it'll be close.
Yeah, and Hamilton can really get a grip on that minor premiership trophy when they travel out to Disneyland, mate, Wilders Park at Lake Macquarie. You know, as we said, Hamilton do have Lake Mac and Beaches on their way home. Mate, a win in this one would certainly, and a bonus point would take them to 60, especially if Nelson Bay were to lose and Wanderers won't face an easy task either. So, mate, yeah, they could find themselves sitting, you know, maybe even 10 or 11 points clear, depending on results.
Yeah,
I suppose someone's got to win out of Maitland and Nelson Bay. So
is the cattle coming, mate?
9 points.
Are they rocking the PPS points?
Mate, I'm not going to cast any aspersions. So,
I'm just saying, like, there was big commentary last week that they had a lot of cattle coming.
I'm going to give you a tip that they're not going to have any points probably running around in second grade. second grade might be a bit of a schmozzle, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see a few of those Sydney boys back. And, you know, they're eyeing a win. Obviously, they're a long way off last week, but something else I did notice that Marty Luis's son, not Terrence, the other one, suspended from rugby league at the moment. So I don't know if there's portability between suspensions, but if there's not, he might turn out on the weekend.
I believe there is, mate.
Okay, well, that's disappointing for Lake Macquarie then. You know, like father, like son, though. Both play very physically and hard, mate. So, yeah, I think Hamilton will win that one comfortably, but enough to get a bonus point. I don't know if Lake Macquarie, even with all their imports, will have enough time to gel to take on the dominant force that is the Hawks. Merriweather, they host University, as we saw on the weekend. Mate, Chris McCaskill's got those boys fired up.
He will, mate.
I see he's also fired up.
He does get fired up, mate.
A bit upset with some refereeing. Again, obviously, you're going to just sit here and, you know, say nothing. And know nothing, Sergeant Schultz, mate. But, yeah, it was obviously reported. He wasn't very happy. He thinks that they're being refereed to their ladder position rather than their ability. And, you know, obviously, you'd never do that. But, you know, never. He's obviously got his concerns. He's got some reasons behind it, whether or not they're accurate or not. I don't think very many referees, if any, go out there with the intention to upset people or deliberately influence the result of a game. But, you know, some referees have a knack of really managing games very well and coming off and being quite, you know, well-liked, as we've come across many. Other referees have a knack of, you know, seemingly getting everyone offside. So sometimes it's just not your day as a referee. But I'm sure the Uni boys will put up plenty of fight in this one against Merriweather, but I think Carlton will get the win and really look at trying to, you know, aim for that second bite at the cherry.
They will, mate. I suppose they're sitting in fifth now. It wasn't that long ago. They were on about 40 and they were 2 games clear.
Yeah, a couple of results going against them, mate. You know, a draw and a couple of losses and all of a sudden you're sliding down. They're not going to miss the finals, that's for sure.
Mick Gill hasn't put a mocker on. He wrote earlier in the week that they're number 7.
Yeah, I did see that. Freeman, is it?
Billy Freeman. Come across from uni, actually,
two years ago. 7 in the comp.
He was at uni 2 years ago, and he's jumped on board the Merriweather wagon.
I see too, this one, mate, just quickly, is they're saying goodbye to the green room.
Is this their last?
An icon, yeah. So apparently this must be their last home game. So the green room is an icon of Newcastle rugby, you know.
Like the old blue room at number two.
Yeah, as an opposition fan, player and fan, I'd love to hate it. They, you know, geez, you didn't want to be caught down in that corner with the game on the line, even playing Colts back in the day. The
refs don't want to be caught in that
ground. Even playing Colts back in the day, I remember that. And it created an atmosphere there, so it's a shame to see it go, but, you know, public safety must go on, and that's right. while they're there, they can get rid of that Asheville crap. It's all the way around it. But anyway, whole other story. Don't mind me.
That wasn't in our nut.
that wasn't in our nutshell. And it's full-time in the Heidelberg United Charlestown game. Heidelberg have won that one 2-1, it looks like. So Heidelberg will go through to the round of 16, and Charlestown will get back on the bus and sink 1,000 cans, I'd say, on the way back. Final game of the round, mate. No love lost here.
Your boys.
Out of the sandpit, Southern Beaches versus Wanderers. I'm a bit disappointed that I'm missing this one and not able to take the field in threes. And
there's always a bit of spice in this game. It doesn't matter where they're sitting on the
ladder. I remember when we played Colts, we went into a game against, and we were sitting in the box seat for the minor premiership at this point in the first year of Premier Rugby that Beaches participated in. And we took so much delight in the fact that when we beat Wanderers, it ended their finals chances with like 3 weeks to go. There's a lot of rivalries in Newcastle and Hunter rugby, but this one, I guess, because, you know, in the old days, a lot of Beaches players went over to Wanderers. So when Beaches came back to Premier, there was a feeling of, you know, even though there probably wasn't, you know, any right to it, like, you know, they'd stolen some of our players, the likes of a few of the Delors and those things, and they stayed there for a couple of years after that. So, mate, there's no love lost here. You know, it's a big brother, little brother sort of relationship. And, I certainly think out at the sandpit, this will be a cracker. Southern Beaches decimated. I think they're going to struggle to get the bare 15 from Premier Threes. But they'll put up a fight in all three grades, I would have thought, mate.
Yeah, they will. I suppose
they'll be looking to disrupt some seasons on the way home.
Obviously, they're not going to make the semis, but they'll be looking to get something out of it. Maybe, look, you know, building for next year as well. But, I think there'll be a healthy crowd out there at the sandpit, mate.
Yeah, mate. Certainly will. Singleton obviously have the bye, mate. On to the big stuff that people want to hear about, the fourth grade.
Oh, I was just going to give a shout out, mate. Dan Runchell is playing his 185th first grade game this week for Maitland.
It's a fair achievement, mate. What's that? That's been 11 seasons.
Yes, Dave Bevan, I believe, he's passing.
Dave Bevan, who I read a story today that he was one of Dan's coaches coming through in the juniors.
Yes, Dan's always, sometimes he tests the limits with the refereeing, but he's always plays very hard, mate.
Very hard and physical, mate. He's a bloke that brings crowds. People like to watch that sort of rugby, so, mate, well done to Dan, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him go on for a couple more years yet to come. He still looks like he's handling himself pretty well out there.
Yes.
So on to the fourth grade, we might start off with another milestone, Big Dog McKinley got his 200th game.
Big Dog.
For Hamilton. If you count all the games he's strapped, etc., I think he's up to about 4,000.
Maybe he should have strapped himself before the game.
Mate, he got sniped. I feel bad for him. I saw the bloke with the sniper rifle in the stands, and he got sniped off a kickoff, and, no one around him, and just that was the end of him. Poor old Big Dog, but congrats. He did get to 200, or as he put it, 199.5. So that was great to see. Unfortunately for him, his Hamilton boys were very undermanned, and they were defeated 46-0 by a Maitland side that, as Maitland do in the fourth grade, had about 47 players.
Good score.
There's a few teams. Like, everyone loves the spirit that it's played in, but it's starting to get very hard when there's a few of the sides. Like, we came against Waratah. I was playing for Beaches, obviously, and they didn't have a full side. We had a few reserves. There's a couple of sides there that are really, you know, not only is it the calibre of players that they've got the availability of, it's the number of players. And Maitland, at the numbers they've got at the moment, could probably field two sides. It's hard because not to know that at the start of the year. They come out of the woodwork as the season goes on. They are sitting on top of the ladder for a reason. As I said, we played Waratah. We got up 14-5 in a very dull contest. It was very ordinary. Big shout out to Southern Beaches clubman Chris Roberts. Some magical flag work. Questionable decisions. And I don't know if he's paying attention because he's taking photos and videos on his phone. So I don't know, mate, you're a match official. You might tell me, is that standard procedure as a linesman?
Not normally, but...
Not normally, but Chris Roberts walks the beat of his own drum. So, yeah. So Beaches 14, Waratah 5, and Uni 7, Carlton 10. So that sees Southern Beaches leap into the top four from last.
You're right.
Yeah, so it's a real tale of two halves, this ladder. So you've got Maitland 45, Merriweather Carlton 39, Uni 35, Beaches 15, Hamilton 14, Waratah 13. Waratah were decimated because they've been sort of overlapping a number of players between their second division side and their fourth grade side. So I did get contacted during the week. KFC Qatar picked up the phone to me, and they did say that they're looking at naming rights sponsors Beaches fourth grade.
You're right.
Apparently, Chris Roberts is spending about $50 to $60 a week there after fourth grade matches, and he's taken in some of the other athletes of the Beaches Club, Jason Mullins and Wayne Avili. Apparently the poor kids at KFC on a Friday night at about 8:30, 9 o'clock are ready to pack up, and then these three monsters walk in and devour everything inside, including furniture, I'm hearing. So they figured, yeah, they might as well get an investment in the club. So looking forward to seeing that coming forward. And I can just see... Robbo with KFC plastered across his Beaches shorts. It'd be a fairly big billboard of an advertisement.
Yes, would be.
Lovely, mate. All right, we're getting up over the hour mark, so we might wrap up and get into the man of the week, mate. You get a couple of nominations here. We've got five nominations this week.
Five. It's
a cast, big cast. We'll start out Kent Harrison of the Jets Youth. Two goals in the first two games of the Wifang Cup, including the winner versus Shanghai SPG. So it's a pretty fair nomination.
Yeah, he is. That's good.
While we're in the round ball game, Joel Wood, three goals for Valentine. I think he doubled Valentine's total goals this season with this one. against Western in the 3-1 win at Western on the road. Always makes it a bit more impressive. The NIB kid, Lachie Fitzgibbon, with a losing double. I think he's going to be hard pushed to win it with a losing double. A double is a double, though. Ryan Walker, two tries for West against South in an absolutely crucial win for them. And the final one, Sammy Bright, the laser boot that managed to snatch 2 points from the jaws of defeat.
Notable mention to Pete Gillingham from Newcastle City.
No, mate. You flat track bullies are not getting votes. Get out. And I've had a suggestion that next year what we actually do is we have a man of the week and we also have a man of the year. So based on, like, you get like a point for a nomination, 2 points if you're runner-up in the man of the week, and then 3 points if you get the winner. And, you know, whoever gets the most points over a 12-month period might pick that up. I don't know. We'll have to work it out. It's a bit imbalanced towards the summer sports. We might have a winter one and a summer one.
The sports dry up in about eight weeks.
Nathan Price versus old Bakshi from Cardapularoo versus Joe Price.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll have to declare my vested interest now. I am on the committee at Wall's End, so. mate, the winner here, who are you betting on? I'm intrigued to see who's your winner here. Well, you look at the nominations, there's nothing giving it away.
Well, we had the rugby winner last week, so I don't think you'll go for rugby again, mate. I think you will go for... Joel Wood.
Well, Joel Wood's actually the runner-up this week, so he's done very well there from Valentine. The winner this week, just because of the magnitude of the animosity in the game, Ryan Walker, brother of Cody Walker, South player, gets the points this week for his double against South. One of the tries was, I saw the highlights, and one of the tries was excellent. So congrats to Ryan Walker there. Thanks again for your time, mate, on a busy Wednesday evening.
It was, mate.
We're ticking into August, mate. Finals time. It's just knocking on the door. I did see an article too, mate. Congratulations. I hear you're apparently in the running for top referee in Newcastle and Newcastle Hunter Rugby yourself, Drew Tonks, and Brendan Farrar. I saw the Herald reported.
Are we?
Yeah, the first you knew about it, you thought you would get dropped to fourth grade again after your performance earlier in the year.
Yeah, they love me in fourth grade, so...
Yeah, well, that's only because you haven't had Southern Beaches. I hear our fullback from last week would give you some solid feedback.
I'm sure he would.
Thanks again, mate, for coming along. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. As I said, if you could give us some reviews and ratings on iTunes, that would be excellent. We are on Spotify, Podomatic. You can find us all there. Get into the banter when we're posting on social media. Chip us, chip your mates. If you want a shout out, let us know. If you're involved in one of these local sporting sides, we'll do anything for a bit of popularity, pretty much.
Yeah, We will, mate. The Regan Tanner Studio goes off on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, so, and of course, our social media channels, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, pretty active on all three of those. Like I said, we might have some big surprises in the next few weeks, mate. Some national and international level stars, hopefully. And people from you know, other across countries. Across the ditch. Other countries. I don't know about across the ditch, but, you know, I don't know where you got that from, but...
Just throwing it out there, keeping the interest alive.
Yeah, mate. I'm sure we can find a Kiwi somewhere. They're fucking everywhere. Are the Homopos Kiwis?
They tell everyone they are.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So thank you again. As I said, give us a follow, give us a mention, share it along. And yeah, we really appreciate it. If anyone's got anything they'd like to add, again, I'm still talking to the NHRU. We've got a show coming up with the NHRU on Bar TV Sports soon. The run into the finals, that's going to be exciting. And yeah, it's all happening, mate. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in.
No, it's been good. Get out to Cardiff, mate, this week.
Hillsborough Oval,
yeah.
Yeah, and a big good luck to the Jets in their FFA Cup, their attempt to run through to the round of 16
for
the
first time. Come on, the Hoff, do us proud.
Yeah, let's go, Hoff Nation. All right, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks, Jared.
No worries.